is insufficient to see you through college life, or you may have some queries regarding the fees you're paying if you're an overseas student. In both cases, the helpline would be able to go through things with you and see what the outcome might be. Another area we can help with is what we generally term the domestic area, things such as childcare and the availability of nursery provision, for example, come under this. Then there's academic issues that may arise while you're in the early stages of your course that you may not know what to do about. You may wish to know more about essay deadlines, for example, or how to use the library. There are all kinds of questions you will find yourself asking and not knowing where to get quick answers from. The helpline would be able to provide these. The last example I've given here is simply termed social. And yes, there is a lot of social life here, but you may have a particular interest you wish to pursue, or you may wish to participate in outings or trips if you don't know many people at the moment.
Section 2. You will hear a talk given to new students about a university advisory service. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully to the first part of the talk and answer questions 11 to 15.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this informal meeting about the University Helpline. The helpline was set up 10 years ago by the Students' Union, and it aims to provide new students to the university with a service that they can use if they need information about practical areas of student life that they're unfamiliar with. Let me give you some examples of the type of help we can offer. We can provide information on financial matters. For example, you may feel that your grant